podcast time.
We got to get professional singers.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys suck.
The budget for this isn't much.
Clearly.
Yo, bringing in the summer 2020, turning AT&T Field into an Airbnb during the pandemic sound like a good idea?
Excellent. And we'll take a look at pandemic sports over the Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, and we must discuss Sean working the junior pole.
Here we go, man.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Roundtable 105.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how did you know?
I get what you did there.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I answered you like you asked me a question.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right.
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Oh, man, me neither.
I just quit yesterday.
You quit?
Nah. Well, for this podcast, I did.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, fine.
You know.
I did have somebody send me some gummies.
Nice.
Yeah, I've had them about a week. I still haven't tried them out.
Is that a nice way of saying somebody sent you a bag of dicks? That's the thing now. They got those. They're like gummy dicks, and you can just go to Amazon and send them to your friends.
Yeah, that's been a thing for a couple years now. But no, these are not dick shaped, or else I would just suck on them.
Aha!
So
well done.
Yeah.
Well, lucky you for having the gummies, man. I hear allegedly those could be quite fun.
Yeah, I don't know because, again, I have not tried them, nor do I partake in any sort of illegal activity in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you. Disclaimer. Now we have that. We can just cut that and use it all the time.
Right.
In fact, we should run that before every podcast.
That's actually a good point. Everything we talk about is for entertainment purposes. It's all allegedly, no matter how convincing it sounds.
Happened to friends of ours once. Yeah.
Even if I said I 100% did it, what I meant was I absolutely didn't do it ever.
Right.
All right, long Memorial Day weekend. Of course, what we need first is the fish report. Sean, how many did you catch there at your lakeside abode during the pandemic self-isolation vacation?
And by catch, you mean a number.
Zero is a number.
Yeah, I guess. It is. If it was like less than zero, that's what I call it. Like, I just spent more time. I've learned a few things about fishing. One, there's a lot of knot tying involved. Like, I'm tying knots, putting this string here, this hook on here. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time doing that. And then putting the actual bait on the hook. That took a while. And then I also realized a couple other things about fishing. One, I don't have patience for it. And two, I don't have a boat. So those were my takeaways.
So you were just sitting on the dock of the bay.
I was sitting on the dock for a while. Then I got bored. So then I stood on the shore. Then I got bored. So then I got a chair and put it in the water and sat there for a while. I got bored there. So then I got on a float and started floating around in the lake with the pole while drinking a beer. That was fun until I thought I actually got a fish. Then the anxiety went up a little bit because I realized I'm on a float holding a beer and a fishing pole in 30 degree water, 30 foot water. And I didn't have my gloves. And if a fish came up, I would have dropped everything.
Yeah, I saw the pictures that you posted on Facebook and, you know, for one, was incredibly impressed with the child's fishing pole that you had. That was that was nice. I also couldn't help but notice your choice of attire and it being 87 degrees outside and you've got a long sleeve shirt on.
Like, it's my swim shirt.
I'm like, what? No jacket? What's wrong with you?
I didn't want to get sunburned. You know, I was protecting my skin from the rays. No, that's a fishing shirt, man. I think that's quite common.
No.
I wore it wrong. I rolled up the sleeves, and I have a giant sunburn on my arms. So it I guess.
So was the fishing pole, was it a Barbie fishing pole or a Dora the Explorer fishing pole?
I believe it was G.I. Joe. But I didn't.
G.I. Joe.
I didn't want to go too hard at the beginning. You know, I wanted to ease my way to this whole thing.
No, that implies manliness. And
I heard it's not the size of the pole that matters. It's just how you use it.
Mm-hmm. You're married, aren't you?
Yeah.
But listen, I mean, in all seriousness, when we I went to look for fishing poles. When we rented the cabin, they said the poles came with it, and there were poles there, but they were all broken, and there were pieces of all kinds of fishing pole, but not one I could use. So in the morning, I woke up and I drove to Academy Sports. It's like fishing poles are just empty. It's one of those social distancing things, and they're just sold out and picked through. So I went over to Walmart. Yeah, there's not. I mean, I could have bought like a $200 pole. I mean, then I had to buy a reel and all that. You could buy all the pieces separately, but just to walk in and buy a fishing pole, I said to the guys, like, listen, I want to fish in the next hour. Don't really care what kind of pole. Just give me a setup so I can just go back to the lake and throw it in. And he's like, he looked around with me for a while, had nothing. And then I went to Walmart. They had nothing except children's fishing poles. So I was like, it's a fishing pole. Let's go for it.
At your speed.
Yeah, that was actually what I was looking for. I didn't want to set the bar too high. Like, I'll just go with a kid's fishing pole, and I thought it would work. It probably would have worked. I just don't think there were any fish in that lake.
Well, the first thing they did shut down during the pandemic was the schools. So there you have it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I heard the fish might have been quarantining themselves too, because, I mean, maybe they didn't stock it this year like you usually do because of, you know, the coronavirus.
Or the fact that fishing is such a pandemic sport right now. All them fish be gone.
Yeah, I'm not buying any of those explanations. What I'm going with is you suck at fishing.
Very much. Like, I almost tried. I wish there was like somebody watching me. It would be like the world's worst fishing show. It'd be entertaining. Like, trying to put a worm on a hook is the hardest thing to do in the world. Like, I've got like cuts in my hands. I kept poking myself.
What? What do you mean it's hard? You stick it through the worm. Like, now, if you're trying to tie a knot with the worm, that's stupid. So I
was trying to get the hook like in the worm. So like the worm shaped with the hook. So I would trick the fish so they wouldn't see the hook at all. So,
oh, for God's sake.
There's a thinking man there.
So you made the worm look like the hook.
Right.
Yeah, they'll like never notice that. They're like, huh, that worm looks like a hook. I don't think I'm going to eat that.
I do wonder if the fish are just down there looking at my bait and judging it. Like, oh, this guy's an idiot. I'm not going to eat that. Like, because
I guarantee
definitely.
Fish are stupid, but they ain't that stupid.
I'm not kidding. Like, I was telling my buddy about fishing. I was like, I think there's more to it than I understand. I'm like, I understand the game of golf, but the first time I played it, I didn't necessarily understand where all the clubs did. So I feel like right now in fishing, I'm like teeing off with a putter, and I'm like using my driver in the fairway. Like, I'm doing things what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm just not putting all the pieces together the correct way just yet. Like, all these lures, I don't know what they mean or do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would maybe recommend a different hobby, I think. I would, sitting.
Well, that's
alone.
Why we're doing this, because my hobbies don't sitting exist anymore. No.
Yeah.
I'd be at baseball games Memorial Day weekend. I went to Atlanta and saw the Braves play somebody and drank beers in the outfield and screamed at baseball players. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Fishing.
All right.
It's not like I'm like, all right, I'll do it. But I feel like I got sunburn on my feet. Like, I don't know. I'm not good at it.
So did everyone watch the celebrity matchup over the Memorial Day weekend? Speaking of golf, something that you do have somewhat of a bit of knowledge about. Did you watch the...
Yes.
Yeah?
I did.
Well, I figured out by watching this that I am just as good at a sport as Tom Brady is.
Well, he had one shot, and that's the only shot I saw of the entire tournament. So
happened to be a hole in one.
And honestly,
well, I mean, he holed out from quite a ways out, which, I mean, that was impressive. It was a great shot.
Mm-hmm.
However lucky he may have been doing it, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. It was still a cool shot. And then even better, you know, he split his pants picking the ball out of the hole, which then made me laugh.
That makes him so relatable.
Yeah, it made me feel a lot better knowing.
Well, I mean, just to watch him like just suck at golf, like in front of 7 million people, is nice. I mean, he probably does stink at other things, but he doesn't do them in front of that many people.
I mean, did he actually suck at golf? And again, I did not see any of it except that one shot, because they're like, hey, look, one great shot from Tom Brady. And so I watched it.
Yes.
He sucked?
He hit the ball in the woods a lot. Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So he sucks. I got it. He could play with us. That means he sucks. So, well, whatever. I didn't watch it. So I totally forgot that the entire thing was happening and just saw the highlight thing the next day. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's like I missed the NASCAR race on Sunday. However, I did see the highlight that I'm just wondering which idiot left the tire, the jack under the car. Did you see that?
No, I didn't know there was a NASCAR race either.
Whoa, are you guys there?
There was a jack left under one of the cars, and it took off screaming down, and of course, huge sparks flying off the side.
Ah, that's cool. That would have looked cool. It's like when you forget and you left your seatbelt hanging out the door, and it's a coupe cruising down the road making
it's
sparks.
Similar.
Yeah. Or even better when somebody else does it, and you go, look at that jackass. Look, he's making sparks. Cool.
Way to go.
Nice. Don't try this at home. I'm a skilled professional.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Hey, that'd be all right. In fact, you know what's even cooler? There's a minor league team. I was reading about this. The Pensacola Wahoos, which I think is a AA team. But since there's no baseball going on right now, obviously minor league as well, they have decided to rent out their stadium. They put it out on Airbnb. So you can rent the stadium for a night. It costs you about $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium sleeps 10 people. There's like and you have access to, you know, the clubhouse and TVs and couches and all that kind of stuff. And there's like bunks in there for
that's awesome.
that sleep 10 people. And yes, of course, they have a batting cage there. So you have access to their batting cage, and you can also set up batting practice in the stadium. So, you know, you would sit there and take batting practice. You could do it, you know, up until midnight. They shut the lights off, it said, at midnight. But, you know,
that's awesome.
But all day you could sit there and try and drive baseballs out of the stadium. That's cool.
That's cool.
Like, forward, if the Lookouts had that here for $1,500, I would try to convince you guys to go in with me. Like, on a Friday night.
For $1,500, we could convince management to give that away on the air.
Oh, yeah. But you could have, like, that would be, like, an ultimate bachelor party spot.
Yeah.
Like a baseball stadium.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I want to do that. I saw that story, too, Boner, and I was like, I want to live there. I almost said it's my wife because we just did the Airbnb lake house. I was like, I found our next Airbnb. But
I did bring it up to the wife, and she's like, you want to take a family vacation to a ballpark for one night? I'm like,
yeah,
sounds pretty good. Yeah, I like that idea.
You'd never be
the Rams so will go.
Yeah, I'm like, and you're right, dude. If we had that, if they did that here, absolutely, I would, you know, try and get a few people to go in with me, and, you know, we'll bring beer, and, you know,
band, bring beer, turn the lights on, dude. It'll be freaking wild,
dude. It'd be awesome. And not only that, you know, if it's just you, I've taken batting practice, you know, years and years ago at AT&T Field, but they made me use a wood bat, which is a little bit more difficult, obviously. And I only made it to about the to the warning track. I hit a ball to the warning track, but dude, sitting there,
warning track power.
Yeah. And, but it was like an aluminum bat, man, bring it on. This would be fun.
Yeah, we got to send this to Rich over at the Lookout. So maybe he'll want to take us up on our idea. You never know.
Yeah.
They're our media partner. Like, hey, those rock boys had a really good idea.
Yeah. They want us to turn them loose with a keg in our stadium to act like assholes all night long.
On a Friday, while it's closed, we could also stream it on the internet. You know,
exactly. You know, we'll live stream.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Set up the pitching machine for us. Have Louis come out. He could shag balls in the outfield. It'll be a party, man.
Yeah. No, that sounds like good fun to me.
I shotgun sleeping in the bullpen.
Now I'll be in the Bud suite. I've spent a couple of games in the Budweiser suite. I liked it in there.
Oh, nice. Now you're thinking next to the beer. Yeah, I'll probably sleep behind the concession stands.
You'll sleep in the concession stand.
Right next to the hot dog in one pocket and two in the mouth.
I'll be holding the hot dog machine as my pillow.
Oh, you sleeping on a pile of hamburgers.
Where's Sean, huh? He had the big metal gate. It's pulled down. You lift it up.
Damn it, Sean. Damn it.
This has so much potential.
Yeah, and the more we talk about it, the less chance this will ever happen.
Yeah. They'll have to give us a bunch of rules before we go in. Like, you guys are only allowed on the field. Nowhere else.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, here's a wiffle ball and a wiffle ball bat, and that's it.
And then I'll be like, I did it like this, I did it like that, and I did it with a wiffle ball bat.
Not if I'm staying with you.
That's it's been fun catching up with you gentlemen tonight. We don't want to give any more of our top secret ideas away. We want to try not to let this baseball thing not happen, so we should
off. Cannot talk about this anymore. It's just no chance at all.
Stop the recording more, and pick up our brainstorming
the
session.
The more Rich Mazingo hears about this, he's hell no. Look at him using a big thing of cotton candy for a pillow. I don't think so.
He's like, oh, Pensacola, $1,500 a night for you three. It's like $10,000
each. Thank you. Yep.
Have at it.
That includes shipping, handling, and insurance.
Yeah. Stay the hell away from the beer.
Nah, it's got to be – every beer tap has to be, like, loaded with kegs. So if you hit, like, a foul ball to left, you can run over, get the ball, and fill up, like, in the Bud deck, and then run back out on the field.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. And you could relive your little league days of eating hot dogs in the outfield.
Wasn't a true story, but those kids made it up.
Sure.
Never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
I could eat as many hot dogs as possible. I could actually invent like a hot dog belt and see how many I could wear out in the outfield with me at once.
It's like Batman's utility belt.
Just hot dogs.
Oh, I like this idea.
There's a lot of things to do. Like,
all right, we cannot talk about this anymore, or it'll never happen.
They may actually want to turn this into a promotion once they actually open up for good. Like, maybe next year. Like, those guys are onto something. We'll turn into Rock 105 night.
And maybe exactly. We'll actually play the lookout. If they're out of town, or if it's a bye week or something of that sort, that would be a perfect time to have Louis come and be like the camp counselor for Camp Rock 105 at AT&T Field.
I like it.
Oh, wow. I'm not listening to whatever Louie has to say to me. That guy,
you would after a couple of beers.
Yeah. That guy, all he does is nod. You don't even say nothing.
Exactly.
Or shake his head. I don't need that. Yeah. See, he don't speak. Never heard a word out of that guy. He's quiet.
Well, I accidentally watched on, it was one day, it may have been Saturday night. I don't know what the hell we were doing, and nothing else was on. And Michelle said, what do you want? I said, I just put it on in the background. I was, you know, reading a book. But then I got...
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to bring in literature or anything like that. But
was it Green Eggs and Ham?
Yeah, no, it was One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. Nice. Anyway, the show that I accidentally got invested in was Holy Moly.
This
is like American Ninja Warrior meets Sir Goonies. It's extreme.
Oh, is this the one with the water? Oh, no, it's the golf one.
Yes, it's the putt-putt. Yes.
Yeah.
It's miniature golf extreme.
Yeah, I saw that it was coming up the other day. I don't know, maybe Thursday or Friday. And it said the return of Holy Moly. And I went, never heard of it. What do you mean, the return? And then they showed the preview for it. And I'm like, oh, well, that's why it went away the first time. Because that's
exactly.
Yeah.
It was stupid, brainless, idiotic fun. Killed an hour.
Yeah, it looks like it's on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I might be in on that. It sounds
well, it's
incredibly
got,
ridiculous.
What's his face, who was in the Anchorman movies, and Ron Riggles?
Ron Burgundy?
No, not the actor. Gosh. He shows up in a lot of those Anchorman type movies.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Zach Galifianakis.
No, it's not Zach.
I don't know. I'm just starting to throw out names because this was going nowhere. I had no, and no one knew.
No one knew.
Yeah.
I do like, though, summer TV, though. They basically take, like, backyard games and turn them into TV shows. Like, what's it called? Oh, Greg Luganne or Steve Guttenberg's in this Holy Moly show. That's Mahoney from Police Academy.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah,
but I think only the first two, wasn't it?
No, Mahoney went all the way through at least Assignment Miami Beach.
No, he did not.
Mahoney,
I don't believe so. Not
he
Steve
might have
Guttenberg.
Left one, but came back. Guttenberg, Goots. Let's see. Did Steve Guttenberg leave for Three Men and a Baby for that before that role? You guys know I'm such a big Guttenberg guy.
Oh, wow.
Not only that, Police Academy as well with the Miami.
I love Police Academy. I like that. The dude who makes all the noises, Bobcat. That's my favorite one, dude. Bobcats and Hightower. Oh, yeah, dude. Follow me for more reviews.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that early in the lockdown, because I can't remember if it's Netflix or if it's Amazon, one or the other, they did have all of the Police Academy movies.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
you watched them all seven?
I think I did.
I think I did.
Oh, God.
I don't know if – I'm pretty sure Guttenberg was in the Assignment Miami Beach, but that's where it ended for me. But I was – there was like one of the first five Police Academies that was sucked because it was PG-13, but then they went back to being rated R again.
Back to the boobies.
Boobies.
Who was the guy? Woodchuck. He owned the lamp store. I love lamp.
No idea what you're talking about. I saw that stupid movie like 25 years ago, and that was the last time.
Oh, dude, I thought Police Academy. I watched it done yesterday.
Stop! Police Academy's on.
Yeah. Police Academy. Shh.
I will tell you something though, Boner and Greg, and I should have listened to you guys earlier. I'm very hooked on this Money Heist show.
I told you the show was awesome.
I'm in part two, and I can't stop watching. I started part two yesterday. I'm going to finish part two today. And by part two, which is so confusing, that's 9 episodes.
Right.
I know. That's what tarked me off when Boner first turned me on to the show, is that it said part one, part two. And I said, oh, okay, it's like 2 hour-and-a-half movies. No, you got to get hooked for hours upon hours.
So without – I don't want any spoilers, and I can see how they do it, but they've basically just taken the plot of a heist and turned it into a, like, 5 or 4 series show, not just each season is a they start and wrap up the plot. It's the whole thing right through.
You know, after...
But my question is it just 4 parts, or is there going to be a cliffhanger at the end of 4?
Well, there's a possibility there could be another one, yeah. There's that possibility.
They were talking about having another one, what, like October or something like mm-hmm. that, or starting filming like in October. I mean, this was before all of the COVID stuff. So who knows how that's going to affect anything.
But do they finally wrap up this heist and this whole 4 part? I'm sure they have eventually. Or is it just
Not saying a word, man.
All right. I'm up to the part right now where the lady just found out that he's the professor.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, he's flying way too close to the sun with her, man, but...
Yeah, well, I ain't saying nothing.
No, don't, but that's just where I am. I want to tell you guys, it took me a minute. I watched, like, everything else I could think of, and then I was like, fine, like, well, they did recommend Money Heist, so let me...
Yeah, and then... And then finally, you're like, oh, maybe I should have listened to begin with.
Yeah, oh. I wasted my... Yes. Yeah, so I should have...
You did wrap up Ozark, right? All 3 seasons of that?
Caught up on Ozark, yep.
Okay, good.
But like Ozark is different than Money Heist. Like each one of those seasons kind of is singular and they wrap up. Money Heist
right.
is
just... But yeah. The similarity for me, especially after watching, I actually watched Money Heist before I got interested in Ozark. And after watching Ozark, it's sort of a similar thing that I think a lot of streaming series have to do, is that you're watching the episode and something unbelievable happens and you're wondering, how in the hell are they going to get out of this? I mean, we find ourselves feeling that way with Marty Bird in Ozark all the time, and then with the Money Heisters, the professor and his gang, you know, something happens to turn the whole idea on its head, and you're going, how are they going to get out of this? And that's what the next
suction
episode
for another episode. It's
like video crack.
Yeah, they're good at it, man. They got me hooked, but I'm excited. This is the first time I've started a series so late, so I have I still have 2.5 seasons to go in this Money Heist, so I got a lot of content still, so that gives me pleasure.
Yeah, man, it's a great series all the way through, you know, to wherever it is that they leave off, which I won't tell you.
And part 4 just came out during this quarantine. Like, this is a part, Money Heist part 4 is quite new.
Right.
I think. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it came out.
I was trying to get some confirmation, yeah.
Did it? I don't know.
It came out like right before we went into isolation, or right as we went into isolation.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. Money Heist part 4 is 2020. So I'm going to work towards that. And that's cool. And speaking of the Ozarks, Greg, which you brought up, did you guys see the Ozarks party over the weekend?
I sure did. I did not see Marty Bird. And
is that his thing?
I expected Ruth to pop up and go, I don't know F about shit.
And I wonder if, like, that's why, like, the Ozarks, like, oh, this show's hot on Netflix. Let's show everybody partying there this Memorial Day weekend.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Greg.
No. I can't say what Ruth says all the time.
Ruth. She got herself into a little pickle. I can't wait for the next Ozark mm-hmm. season.
Mm-hmm. And I did watch the movie Trumbo that you suggested the other night, Greg.
Yes.
Which was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
I was hooked. It was a good film. Of course, I like that dude. What's his name?
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
I love Bryan Cranston. So,
And he was in a movie called Trumbo?
Yeah, it's a biopic. It's a true story back in the blacklisting of screenwriters and actors in Hollywood. And he plays Dalton Trumbo was the man's name. He wrote screenplays, actually won 2 Oscars, not under his name, because he had been blacklisted, which is incredible. And you'll never see John Wayne in quite the same light as you will after seeing John Wayne portrayed in this movie. Also Edward G. Robinson, which was sort of sad as well.
Yeah, yeah, a couple of tools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we could have an entire podcast about the watching of this movie and what happened during that time period and everything.
Yeah.
We could spend hours, but
yeah, I guess I'll listen to catch up.
Yeah. Nah, when you get done with Money Heist and, you know, a couple Police more Academy. Of your Police Academy movies, then you can catch up next year.
Yeah, all right, that'll be fine. And I'll come back and say, hey, did you guys ever see this Trumbo movie? It's pretty good. You should watch it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You stink. I saw Uncut Gems is on Netflix now. That's a good movie. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that. I didn't realize it was on Netflix.
Yeah, it came out on Friday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was awesome, nor did I think that it was Adam Sandler, you know, deserves an Academy Award, which a lot of people were like, dude, you should get the Academy Award for this.
I'm
like,
well, if you look at that acting performance based if you upon anything else he's ever done.
Little Nicky to this, then yes, it's an Academy Award performance, except that not really. I mean, he was good.
They don't grade on the
curve. He plays like a version of himself. Like, he plays like a Jewish kind of like fast talking New Yorker, Long Island guy. Like, who he is, really.
Yeah. So it wasn't really a huge stretch for him to play that role. That's what it kind of looked like. Adam Sandler playing this guy who was what I got.
That's probably would have been Adam Sandler's life if he didn't become an entertainment guy. He would have been that guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
If you want some brainless fun from the Happy Madison production company, The Wrong Missy with David Spade.
Is it any good?
I've gone out of my way to not watch that.
It's an hour. Look, you liked Coffee and Kareem.
I did.
You'll like this, okay? It is just that stupid, but there were a couple of laugh out loud moments for me.
All right.
But it is stupid. I mean, do not expect anything from that movie.
I already wasn't.
Yeah.
Which is why I hadn't watched it yet. And I got the premise of it that he's trying to get in touch with this one woman, Missy, and then he accidentally invites a different Missy from his phone.
The actress, I have to commend the actress who plays the wrong Missy. She's awesome. She's awesome.
She's pretty funny, whatever her name is.
Well, yeah. She should have been the right Missy.
No spoilers here.
Yeah, we're doing a good
now I know where this is going. All right. I've already figured the entire movie out from just what you said.
Yeah. I think he invited the wrong Missy.
Well, no, I have not seen the movie, but I'm going to tell you right now. The right Missy was the really hot one. The wrong Missy was the irritating one, and he invited the wrong one, and they're in what, like Hawaii or something stupid?
Yes.
And I bet they after many a misadventure, they come to realize that they were really actually meant for each other. And then the right Missy shows up, but he kicks her to the curb and stays with the other one.
You're almost there. You almost succinctly did the entire plot of that movie. Like I said, go in, just enjoy the ride. It's like a roller coaster ride. It's not meant for it's as light and fluffy as cotton candy, and it will have probably one of the most funny menage a trois you've ever seen.
All right. Well, if that's still somewhat relevant when I'm done with Money Heist, I'll check it out.
It won't be. But were there any nipples in it?
No.
Unhappy Madison.
You know, it's wild. There's a ton of sex in Money Heist for them being focused on actually doing a heist.
And like, zero nudity.
Yeah, there's not a lot of nudity, but everybody's having sex. I'm like, dude, like maybe I'm like, is that how they do it in Spain? Like they're very open about talking about sex. Like the boyfriend shows up. She's like, did you sleep with my daughter last night? He's like, yeah. Like that just, there's a lot of oddities and just everybody's having sex while they're robbing the Royal Mint. It's like.
Yeah, there's a lot of sex going on in there and zero nudity. Come on, man. If you don't tell me you had sex. No,
I saw like a nipple. Like there was not a double, but I did see a nipple once. And like,
yeah. Well, don't count on seeing another one.
Ever.
Yeah, I don't believe will be a second nipple.
Yeah, it's like season one, they tease you in season one, and then after that, no more.
Yeah, zero symmetry for the rest of the movie. You know, entire series.
I've seen a lot of heist movies. I've just never seen, like, I mean, Ocean's 11, 12, 13, 15, nobody has sex. They just combined robbing a bank and sex. It's awesome. I love it. It's just like, I'm surprised they haven't got caught because they're always having sex.
Comedians.
It ain't over yet.
On Netflix. Birbiglia. Have you heard of this guy? Birbiglia? Nick Birbiglia, I think.
Sounds like you made it up. But.
Yeah, I did. I was just testing you.
Okay, then no.
Yeah, all right.
No, he doesn't
exist. I'm making him up.
All right, was it funny?
I enjoyed it. It's more of a theatrical one-man show than it is a stand-up comedy piece.
Is there dancing? Because I'm not watching it.
Okay. No, there is no dancing.
All right. Well, then maybe I'll watch it. And if it's a one-man show, wait, I'm not even going to ask about nudity.
Yeah, none of that. None of that.
All right.
Nah.
Again, maybe I'll watch it then.
So have you watched anything, Bone Man? What have you been in on?
I pretty well killed the entire series Dead to Me in about 2 days.
I'm sorry, you broke up there. What was that?
Oh, God. What the hell? Stupid. Hang on. Apparently, I can't click on anything. Sorry. Hang on. Stop. Jesus. Apparently, I can't click on anything else while we're talking because it'll go right to it. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So I did.
What did you just wrap up?
I just killed the entire series of Dead to Me, which is Christina Applegate. It's on Netflix. And this is season two. First season was, I don't know, a year ago or something like that. Interesting series. Pretty decent. I enjoyed it. Nothing heavy.
My wife watched that.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I was like, what?
I thought that
nipples?
Was pretty good.
Maybe I'll check it.
Do what?
Nipples?
No, not a single nipple.
Okay. No nudity.
Yeah, okay. Nipple free.
Not even Christina Aguilera?
No, of course not.
Married with children?
Because
no. Tell the mom the babysitter's dead?
Because
you wanna,
no.
You want me to? You want me to? Dude.
Yeah.
Really?
You need to tell him. You need to tell him.
No, you tell him.
No, you tell him. There will be no Christina Applegate nipples.
Because. She had a double mastectomy, remember? Oh, you didn't remember.
I did. Yeah. Didn't even know. I guess I missed that one. She didn't tell me.
If you run into her, for the love of God, do not ask to see her nipples.
All right.
Stupid.
I knew that about Angelina Jolie, not about her, though, so I won't. I don't usually ask anybody to see their nipples unless they're offering. But.
Well, then why were Greg and I the exceptions?
I don't know. I'm trying to learn. That's why I do this podcast with you. You guys are fascinating.
No, I think she had the family gene. that put her at a way greater risk. So I think, I don't know, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, she went in and had the procedure done, so...
Nice.
And in fact, even in this show, her character did as well.
Okay.
They kind of incorporated, you know, some of her personal life into the series a little bit.
That's interesting.
Anyway, she was really good in it. It was I enjoyed the series. I thought it was pretty good. So,
well, I'll tell my wife you liked it because she did too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So yeah, then because I haven't watched it, but maybe she can like give me some like I'll download her and get some information, then I can be like, oh yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
Right now I got nothing.
Other than that I started on History 101, which seems to be pretty interesting on Netflix.
I did see that. I added that to my queue. That looks cool.
And I watched something else that I can't remember because I watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and it's not all memorable.
No, I mean, I try to make it memorable, you know. I try not to watch stuff that is complete dog shit, because right. then I've just watched, you know, something that sucks.
Yeah, but so. You are a Rays fan.
Yep.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah. Huh. Was I?
Well, it depends who you're asking.
Really?
I guess you didn't feel that way.
No. Yankees
sorry.
Fan.
Yeah. Oh.
Captain Bandwagon. Look, we've won a million games. I should be a fan of our awesome team. Yes.
Who wouldn't want to follow the winning tradition?
Yeah. Me.
What's going on?
I want to be a part of your
orange juice.
Yeah. Hey, whatever, man. Hey. Drop a can of pays the bills, bitch.
I wonder, who do you think has better AstroTurf, the putt-putt at Sir Goonies or Tropicana Field?
From what I understand, and I have not been down on their field, but they actually have a very nice field. So I'm going – I have been to Sir Goonies. So I'm going with the Trop.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a close race. It's closer than you may think.
Yeah. I no, it isn't, jackass.
So when was the last time either of you went to Sir Goonies?
When it was open?
It's got to be, I think, I did like a radio event there back in 12, maybe, 13.
Yeah it's probably been a good 5 years for me,
yeah.
I would think.
Still going strong. I see the giraffe there. Every time I drive by, I see the giraffe. That's become a Chattanooga landmark, the giraffe.
Which now they've moved the giraffe to the Chattanooga Zoo.
They did.
They have a real one there.
Three of them. They're babies.
Mm-hmm. We got giraffes?
We got giraffes at the Chattanooga Zoo, yeah.
Why didn't they move them to Sir Goonies?
I have names for them. Sean, Boner, and Rambin.
That's it.
No, that's a totally different animal enclosure.
That would have been a great spin zone, though, if they brought the giraffes to Sir Goonies.
Nah, how about this?
They drink out of the bumper boat's pool.
Right.
Yeah. I remember we're at the Sir Goonies for the first time, and I've had a lot of fun there, but I tried using the batting cage, and, like, the ball came, like, at my face, and then the next time we're, like, even higher up, and like the next time it bounced like 30 feet before it got to me.
All right, yeah, that is the one that I love going to the batting cage. I love it. I absolutely love going and hitting baseballs and stuff. It's great fun, but nothing that you just said is wrong. There is I don't know what happened there. I don't know if it's like some sort of complete and total lack of calibration of the machines, but there is no telling where that ball may go.
No idea.
No clue whatsoever. So when you step into that one that says 90,
good luck.
90 miles an hour. Yeah, okay. Sure. Good. No.
Your best bet is the slow pitch softball cage.
Yeah.
With a tennis racket.
They will, and those things aren't really supposed to throw curveballs either. I didn't think, but
but as far as I know, they have yet to change their business model, so it's working for them.
So, yeah, man, I would step in there, like, all right, and especially when I was taking my son, I'm going to show you how to bunt, you know, and then when you catch one in the side, and you're like, damn it, man, really? You know, come on.
Batting cages in Chattanooga are tough to come by. We're not a batting cage town.
No, and that's the only one in town that I'm aware of.
Yeah. There used to be some over here in Fort Oglethorpe, but they closed down years ago. But
that one that was on 2A.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, I tried them.
When I came here back in where I'm from in New York, I mean, there's batting cages all over. I mean, this is years ago. Maybe there were here too. Different time. But there were batting cages everywhere. You go on a Saturday, go hit some, like, you go to a driving range, just grab your bat and go hit some balls. It's a little bit tougher to do here, but whatever.
Yeah. That's one thing I wish I owned, my own batting cage.
Yeah, I've thought about that. Like, now I want to open one, like, you know, we've already expanded upon the hunting Top Golf idea, but one like that kind of setup with baseballs where you could, like, you know, hit a baseball out into like a Fenway Park or a Yankee Stadium. That'd be cool.
Yeah. No, that sounds like good fun to me.